Good afternoon, I'm Ann Vandersteel, and welcome to the Zelenko Report, where truth and God are taking down the tyranny of our time. President Trump, yeah, apparently those unselect morons have now decided to indict him and make a criminal referral over to the Department of Justice. Why? Because they had a show trial, which really only had an agenda. They should have just saved the taxpayer money and issued the indictment anyway, because that's where it was all going to go no matter what. Carrie Lake, on the other hand, wins her hearing yesterday. She's on stage right now out at the America Fest with Turning Point USA in Arizona. Her hearing now is moving on to a trial starting tomorrow. And Ivan Raiklin will be joining us to talk about Speaker Trump. That's right. That's still out there. Whether or not McCarthy is going to make that seat remains to be seen. We'll weigh in with Ivan. And Ron DeSantis, the governor here in Florida, is sounding strong on constitutional Second Amendment Carrie rights. And then, of course, we've got rounding out the show, Michael Thompson, America First agenda right here in Florida. Stick around. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
You want to see Uncensored Truth, go to Brighteon.tv. They're a great partner with us and His Glory. We love them. We love everything that Mike is doing. And go there for truth. Brighteon.tv. God bless you.
And your news between the lines here on the Zelenko Report is brought to you by Z Labs, the makers of Z-Stack. That's right, Dr. Zelenko's immune-fighting formula that he has set aside just for you, people. This is cold and flu season. Get on over to ZStackLife.com. Use your promo code FOUNDATION, please. 10% of all sales are supporting the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, and we thank Dr. Z for that. Okay, the partisan January 6th committee. That's right, the Unselect Committee. They voted to level criminal charges at President Trump, proving again they actually don't want to do anything but especially allow him to run for 2024. Six committee votes, 9-0, recommended charges against President Trump. One on an obstruction of an official proceeding, two on the conspiracy to defraud the U.S., not America, false statements, and of course, inciting an insurrection. That is their narrative, and it has been deployed. But the American people, seeing that hyperpartisan J6 committee, we are not taking it. We don't believe any of it. And of course, we're going to dive into that here with our guest coming up. But here's President Trump's statement on the Truth social platform. He says, statement on January 6th committee referral. These folks don't get it, that when they come after me, people who love freedom rally around me. It strengthens me. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Americans know that I pushed for 20,000 troops to prevent violence on January 6th and that I went on television and told everyone to go home. Well, what else is President Trump telling us? This is my take on a Trump truth the other day that he put out. He said, all of the so-called experts who think that they know so much about my very successful private company actually know almost nothing. It is a great company with lots of cash, some of the greatest assets anywhere in the world, and very little debt. Also strong on deductions and depreciation. You will be seeing these numbers soon, but not all from my tax returns, which shows relatively little. Everyone will be impressed, but the fake news media will not be happy, so against their narrative. Well, I responded to that saying, you will be seeing these numbers soon, but not from my tax returns, which shows relatively little. Funny, American state nationals are free people, and as such, people do not pay personal income taxes. I can remember when at Real Donald Trump said he would remove the payroll tax if he was elected for a second term. Hashtag ASN. Not saying President Trump's a state national, folks. I'm just saying I find it interesting that he's starting to sound like one in some of the truths he's putting out. And what is President Trump asking the people to do? He's actually asking them to stand. He's saying right here, Republicans and patriots all over the land must stand strong and united against the thugs and scoundrels of the Unselect Committee. It will be a dark period in American history, but with the darkness comes the light. Folks, read your state constitutions. Stand and defend them. It is your job, your civic duty. And now to talk to us about civic duty and a plan to make sure Kevin McCarthy never sees the light of day as a Speaker of the House once we've taken that gavel from Pelosi. Ivan Raichland with Speaker Trump. Yes, he's been out stumping all over D.C. and all over social media and podcasts from coast to coast talking about the plan. Ivan Raichland, welcome back to the Zelenko Report. It's good to see you.
And always great to be with you. I want to make a quick comment. You mentioned in the early part of the broadcast the J6 cover-up committee. I call it the Mike Pence J6 cover-up committee, headed up by his running mate, Liz Cheney, because she's probably going to be his running mate in 2024. So, if you can remember when that illegally constituted committee was being created, Kevin McCarthy was they communicated with Kevin McCarthy and he was going to get an opportunity to pick five members of the Republican conference. So what did he do? He didn't actually participate. He wanted to have Jim Banks and Jim Jordan as part of that committee, but somehow he was compromised and leveraged, then blackmailed into not doing that. And so what occurred? Lizzie Cheney and Adam Kinzinger ended up being members of that unconstitutionally constituted J6 cover-up committee. This is the Kevin McCarthy that 222 members of the Republican conference want to be their fearless leader? If that's the case, absolutely disgusting. Luckily, we have five vocal, actually six now with Lauren Boebert coming out yesterday, that are vocally opposing Kevin McCarthy because she said, it's not because of him. It's because of his inability to budge on the rule to the motion to vacate the chair. And I think that those are the six that can vocally go against him and not really have any major recourse because their fundraising stream is from the people, right?
That's right.
We're talking about Bob Good. We're talking about Matt Rosendale in Montana. We're talking about Andy Biggs in Arizona, Lauren in Colorado, as well as Norman from South Carolina, right? And then Matt Gaetz from Florida. That those are only the tip of the iceberg. We have upwards of another 30 behind the scenes that didn't support Kevin in the primary, if you will, within the conference, that are going to only, I think, escalate in nature in terms of their angst and opposition to Kevin McCarthy. And that is why that was what motivated me to start to create this Substack series. Being a former intelligence professional, also in the counterintelligence realm, I thought to myself, if you agree with me, which most people do, that the number one and the number two in our government is fully Chinese Communist Party captured, meaning Xi Jinping and the Naval Observatory resident, right? Then you need to have a mechanism in our constitutional construct as an attorney to then be able to body check that and start to recover and regain ground that was lost to China and then these radicals. The best way to do it is to have a strong and fearless, uncompromising, unflinching Speaker of the House then not only use to exonerate himself on C-SPAN 1, 2, and 3, use the Twitter files that have been released over the last several days, we're up to seven now, to showcase, merge all that evidence together, uncensored for the whole world to see on C-SPAN, on Truth, and on Twitter, to move the nation from TDS to actually seeing that, oh, the media and the government, the executive branch, are bad.
That's right.
And Trump actually deserved and actually did win in 2020. How do we lawfully reconstitute and reinstate that so that we can get your course correction? That's not through a speaker, Kevin McCarthy, because he has so many. He is, I use this phrase, he is a walking counterintelligence time bomb waiting to go off. And unless we go ahead and cinch that, you know, the fuse, probably by Christmas, maybe we have a few more days after that. But I don't expect him to stay in the race beyond Christmas, because people are going to start to see that he's a walking time bomb. Matt Gaetz calls it out. All these folks that I just mentioned call it out, and you're going to start seeing more people calling it out.
So what I'm seeing in your latest rendition in your Substack, which reads like a supermarket tabloid, in fact, it's just all tabloids talking about Kevin McCarthy and his impropriety. That was a Freudian slip. Kevin McCarthy and his parent, you know, he has a propensity for affairs. And it's, you know, this is part of the, you know, when you look at the guidelines that you published in your Substack, you know, one of the things that they're very concerned about when you're in a position of power like that is your ability to remain faithful and not be engaged in illicit sexual behavior, because it means you
right.
can be blackmailed, right?
Right. That's one thing. But the thing is that that's one component.
Right.
The other component is that if you basically said, you know what? Yep, I did that. I own it. Now you're no longer subject to blackmail. You basically own that relationship, that affair that was, you know, there was impropriety, but that's, you know, between you, God, your family, etc. But because he put that and pushed that under the rug and instead just as a feckless, toxic, weak coward backed away and didn't want to address it in the court of public opinion, that shows to me that he's so compromised, and that hasn't been addressed. He has never said publicly why he stepped away from being the Speaker of the House in 2015. He needs to answer to that.
Yeah.
There was a member of Congress that called him out with a letter saying they didn't specifically say it was an extramarital affair or illicit activity, but they basically sent out an email asking if you're going to be the Senate, if you're going to be the Speaker of the House, Majority Leader, or Chair, or Whip, then you need to not have any skeletons in the closet. And a lot of people say that was directly specifically to Kevin McCarthy. So in the morning at 10 a.m. when the speaker's race was going to be called for Kevin McCarthy, that's when the email came out. And by noon, he said, oh, I'm backing out, because he didn't want any of that to come out.
Right.
So in this fourth Substack, you know, the first few were about foreign, you know, loyalty to the United States, foreign preference, foreign influence. And now we're going into his personal habits. He, like I said, walking time bomb. You said it reads like a what do you call it? Yellow press
tabloid.
Or supermarket tabloid. And I wish it were the case where, you know, tabloids are like, you know, most of it's false. But when you actually look at the evidence underlying to make it look like a tabloid, it's all factual. And yeah. He has yet to rebut a single thing.
Well, he can, apparently. Ivan Raiklin, Speaker Trump, is this really a viable plan here? Can this happen? Yes or no?
I would say, based on the phone calls that I've been getting the last 2 days, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing how this drama unfolds here, because again, Speaker Trump, as you pointed out earlier, when you're the Speaker of the House, you get to pick your own sergeant at arms, which means you can have your own J6 investigation and get to the bottom of that dirty barrel.
Yes, and last thing is 100. Remember, Trump endorsed 150 members of the Republican conference. He has more leverage over the entire conference than any human being on the planet.
And he's
based on that relationship.
He's a majority whip and speaker all in one.
So all we have to do is educate the remaining 68 necessary for that 218 that Kevin McCarthy is not the right one. He's a walking, you know, counterintelligence time bomb. And then the only unifying candidate, if you will, or that should come forward with that, particularly with the Elon disclosures, is going to be Trump.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, excuse me, Ivan Raiklin, you've got a blistering Substack, ivanraiklin.substack.com. Get on over there, subscribe. He puts out awesome content. Appreciate you. We'll stay close. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Absolutely. Merry Christmas, Ann.
Thank you. All right, Carrie Lake, still in the news and on stage right now during this broadcast. She's out in Scottsdale right now with Turning Point. She still has the right to bring an election fraud case to trial. That's right. The judge actually denied the motion to dismiss by Katie Hobbs and, of course, her demonic legal team to proceed to trial starting tomorrow and Thursday of this week. The Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Peter Thompson dismissed Hobbs's motion to dismiss Carrie Lake's historic stolen election lawsuit. Folks, this is the first lawsuit that is actually going to trial for the election. This is totally, totally historic. Again, this trial will proceed tomorrow with the evidentiary hearing, Wednesday and Thursday, and the outcome of this is going to be huge. Like I said, this is the first time an election lawsuit has actually moved forward since 2020. Here's a tweet on the motion to deny put forward, the motion to dismiss by Katie Hobbs on 325,000 ballots with chain of custody issues in the Lake v. Hobbs is denied. There is other reasons that the case is proceeding forward. And of course, the Runbeck whistleblower revealed, and remember, Runbeck is the people who print the ballots. They revealed in Lake's filing that hundreds of thousands, 325 to be exact, of thousands of ballots had no chain of custody documentation. A little suspicious to me. 25,000 ballots were added to the Maricopa County totals after Election Day with absolutely zero explanation of why the number of remaining ballots would actually increase. So if tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots with mismatched signatures were illegally counted, also in violation of Arizona law, but sadly those are not being adjudicated or dealt with in this particular time. So Judge Peterson has now ordered, they're going to trial. We've got a copy of the actual order here. He's actually ordered that they're going on trial to a major chain of custody issue, which could actually overturn this election. These issues regarding fraudulent mail-in ballots and signature verification were actually tossed. Shocking. Okay, by the way, Carrie Lake, in case you didn't know, she can actually still be governor. Talked about this the other day. Christina Bob, who is an attorney, also weighing in on her case, says yes. They don't know what they're going to do with the inauguration, but she does expect that because this trial is ongoing and the evidentiary hearing is starting this week, there is actually a chance that Carrie Lake could still be governor. So think about that. Think about how nervous this is going to make people, because you get Lake in there and you get a Senate majority like with Sonny Borelli. Now you're talking about possibly going back and looking at 2020 and tossing those elector votes from 2020. Does that start a domino cascade of going to, possibly Pennsylvania, possibly Wisconsin, possibly Michigan? Who knows? We'll see. But this is what they're so scared of. Pelosi, terrified, absolutely terrified what's going on right now. She's now claiming, are you ready for this? Sovereign immunity to keep 14,000 hours of J6 footage hidden from the public. That's right. Her Democrat majority that they have right now in Congress is absolutely fighting tooth and nail to keep that 14,000 hours of January 6 security footage hidden from public view by claiming sovereign immunity in federal court. This is a according to Judicial Watch's recollection of what's going on and what they revealed on this past Tuesday. They actually filed a lawsuit, Judicial Watch did, against the U.S. Capitol Police over the refusal to make any of the records in response to a prior request made on January 21st, 2021, seeking email communications between the Capitol Police, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, as I call it, the FBI, the U.S. Department of, as I say, Injustice, and the U.S. Department of Homeland Insecurity concerning Capitol Police and security on the ground around January 6th. They want all video footage from within the Capitol between 12 p.m. and 9 p.m. of that day. And Congress now, they say, is exempt from this Freedom of Information Act. Judicial Watch did sue them under common law right of access to public records, detailing the Supreme Court and other precedent that highlights the American people's right to know what their government is doing. Well, of course, the Pelosi Congress has now declared sovereign immunity like a king. They don't have to answer to we the people. This hypocrisy is absolutely rich. I was going to play a little video on Darren Beatty talking about this on Tucker, but we're going to skip over that because we've got a lot more to get to. And now, as I would like to say, we've now entered this new world order. This is coming directly from the BlackRock chairman himself. That's right, Darth Vader, Larry Fink, talking about the fact we're in a new world order of geopolitical fragmentation. And this is pretty interesting that they're going in this general direction, because they're now just out in the open about all of this. The geopolitical cooperation and globalization are evolving into what Tom Donilon, who's now chairman of BlackRock, says has the world evolving into a fragmented world. And according to this report, the fragmentation of the world into power blocks, especially the United States, Russia, and China, comes at a cost of economic efficiency. You don't say. We aren't suffering here in the United States, really. Well, Western sanctions against Russia, for instance, have made energy security, this is the story they're spinning, by the way, a priority for the many European nations. Again, this has to do with the fact that we don't have energy here. We're not exporting what we had to help out in Europe while they're being cut off from the Russians. The geopolitical fragmentation will likely contribute to a new regime of greater macro and market volatility and persistently higher inflation. This is all coming from BlackRock. Again, remember, these are the people behind the curtain like Oz that are organizing this geopolitical instability right now that we're seeing. It's all coming from the global elites outside the world and inside the World Economic Forum. This is apparently what they would consider to be the most unstable time since World War II. Well, congratulations, World Economic Forum and the powers that be at BlackRock for market manipulation and making people think just because you control 30 stocks in the Dow that the life is good. People aren't all invested in the Dow. Guess what, folks? People are hurting. Their stock portfolios have crashed since this Biden regime has taken over. Protect yourself with a good night's sleep, because I know it's tough to get these days, but Mike Lindell is doing everything he can to make sure you're getting the best and deepest discounts, which is why, you know, we need to get good night's sleep. We need to take our Z-Stack, use your promo code Foundation so that you can continue on with good health as we trudge through what I do believe ultimately will be the best yet to come. And I do believe we'll see President Trump restored into presidency. Perhaps he'll do speaker along the way. Go over to MyPillow.com, use your promo code Foundation. And in the economic instability, also protect your wealth with Kirk Elliott, PhD.com/Ann. They have a consultation form you can fill out right online. Somebody will call you. They'll set up an appointment. They'll keep their appointment, and they'll just be available to answer questions that you may have on investing in gold and silver. The only constitutional sound money out there, folks. You can feel it, touch it, smell it, hold it in your hands. Okay, Ron DeSantis, the great governor of Florida, says COVID jabs are now being used by the globalist elites to depopulate the planet. Ron, thank you so much, because we've been saying this for the past 2 years. I'm glad to see someone of public stature like yourself come out and just say it. He actually is leading the charge in all 50 states. You don't hear any other governors saying this, but he actually made this in an appearance on Laura Ingraham's Ingraham Angle on Fox News the other night, where he warned that the goals of the mass jabbing of the planet for COVID is to actually depopulate it. Wow, you would think he's listening to me and Mel Kay. Right there in the open, he said it. I'm so impressed. He actually goes on to say, and I quote, "You take an mRNA shot and the way to view it is, okay, what are the benefits? And what are the drawbacks?" And it seems like our medical establishment never wanted to be honest with the people about the potential drawbacks. So bravo, Ron DeSantis. He is now pulling together a grand jury to look into people that were forcing the jab mandates on the people here in Florida. Also, Ron DeSantis is now supporting constitutional carry. That's right. He held a press conference in Fort Myers the other day, and he was asked just specifically about would he support constitutional carry. Take a listen.
Well, we've had majorities all the time. I mean, I'll let Paul answer that because I'm ready. So are you guys going to do it?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. So, all right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
All right, sound was a little bit muted there, but just to recap what he said, he was actually asked at a press conference if he would support constitutional carry. He turned and looked at somebody in his administration who said absolutely, because the Florida legislature has to actually put that bill forward. So Ron DeSantis seemingly to stand up for the people in all the maneuvers he's making right now, specifically around COVID, and of course, around your rights to your Second Amendment, making sure that you can defend yourself. Okay, while Putin readies for nuclear missiles, Germany has actually now run out of munitions and can only fight a war for about 2 days. Really? The German military readiness has collapsed? I thought it was just over here with the COVID, what we've done to our military. Apparently, NATO is collapsing. The German Defense Ministry has actually publicly stated it could only sustain a war for 1 week due to shortages in supplies as well as soldiers. So could it be that the jab has affected the German military's military readiness as well? Stay tuned. We're going to hear more on that. Also, cases of strep A and now scarlet fever on the rise in children. Well, we're knowing, you know, what we know now with the people that have taken this COVID shot. They've taken a bioweapon, which has actually reduced their body's immune system. They're also walking bioweapons because they're shedding it on all of us, therefore impacting our immune systems, which is why I take my Z Detox every day to detox what is shed on me. But I can tell you right now, we're seeing more and more cases of group A streptococcus, as well as scarlet fever arising all over Europe right now. A few cases over here as well, so be on the lookout for that. And of course, you know, one of the things we have to remind ourselves is the good club. These are the folks going back to May of 2009. They actually put it right out there in the papers. Yep, billionaires had an actual club in a bid to curb overpopulation. So folks, this has been in the works for some time. When you talk about Bill Gates getting together with his buddies, this is what we're talking about, the good club. They call themselves the good club because they believe they're actually good. All right, coming up after the break, we've got Michael Thompson from here in South Florida stepping in Big Lee to the REC area to now take out the leadership of the Republican Party of Florida. That's right. We've got big things happening down here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tired of being surveilled and tracked by the wireless phone companies and a rogue government? Get off the surveillance grid by turning to Volta Wireless. By plugging the Volta SIM card into your phone, you become hidden from the spy networks of AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and other carriers, while maintaining your full ability to place and receive phone calls and SMS texts. Go to VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV to save big on your first month. You get free VPN services included, plus a private messenger that's encrypted, as well as another Volta private phone number that can coexist with your current number. Learn more at VoltaWireless.com and use discount code BTV for major savings. It works with both iPhones and Android phones across 200 plus countries. Volta Wireless is the official wireless privacy sponsor of Brighteon.tv.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Here we grow again. Brighteon is expanding with our new daily live stream in Espanol. Anchored by hosts like Fior Hernandez, a former Telemundo and Fox reporter, Brighteon TV in Espanol is bringing over a dozen new hosts and shows to the Spanish speakers of the world who are seeking out the truth on everything. To watch, go to Brighteon.com, click on the Espanol live stream, and prepare to hear the truth in a whole new language. Brighteon TV in Espanol.
You know, living in South Florida, you really have this false sense of security that we're safe down here because Governor Ron DeSantis is making it feel so. But I got to tell you, there's a lot of swamp down here in South Florida, and I've had the unfortunate pleasure of learning that firsthand about the Republican Party of Florida. Not all is as it seems, as they say, and as we learn. And God bless General Flynn, because he has been really pounding the pavement for local action, has a national impact. Well, joining me now, the chairman of the Lee County Republican Executive Committee, Michael Thompson, down in Fort Myers, is somebody I've had the pleasure of meeting. He's an America First guy, and he is standing strong into the headwinds of the Rhino Republican-filled Party of Florida. Michael, welcome to the Zelenko Report. Thank you for joining.
Hi, Ann. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's dive right into this, because we have to work very quickly. The Republican Party of Florida has really been infested with a lot of rhinos over some time. And while it looks like they're on Team America and Team Florida, Team MAGA, they're really not. They've been working against people that are America first for quite some time, taking money from people across the aisle with an agenda that is not supportive of even the unborn. They have, you know, negated the rights of the unborn, approving abortions up to 15 weeks. So let's talk about the what your plan is here to help unseat some of these unseemly people in the party. And who do you put as number one that needs to go?
Yeah, well, you know, number one that needs to go is, you know, anyone in leadership that, you know, is not supporting the America First agenda, which, you know, unfortunately, that seems to be a lot of people right now. You know, I'm a little perplexed. You know, I've been in politics for a few years now, but I just don't understand, you know, why any Republican would not support the America First agenda. You know, I'm thinking here in Florida, we've got a lot of, you know, establishment, you know, and they're opportunist. You know, it's a lot of the same group that supported Adam Putnam back in, you know, 2018 when he was running for governor against Governor DeSantis. You know, they were all for Adam Putnam, you know, until Governor DeSantis got here, and look, you know, what a great job he's done. You know, so now all the establishment is behind Governor DeSantis, you know, because they know that, you know, there's a possibility that he might, you know, be moving to Washington or somewhere else, you know, and they want to be a part of that. That's all they are, is opportunists. They're not here fighting for America first values. They're here basically fighting for themselves and their cronies and lobbyists.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the fake news that's been going around, because the Herald Tribune has apparently decided to take some pot shots here, Michael, and they don't like what you are standing up for. You are clearly standing up for the America First agenda. You are standing into the headwinds of the rhino-filled Republican Party of Florida, and you're calling them out, and you've got a plan to execute removal and replacement of the rhinos with America First candidates in these Republican executive committees. We have 67 counties in Florida, so 67 RECs that are, you know, a part of the RPOF. Let's talk about what's going on. Why is the Herald picking a fight with you?
Well, they're picking a fight with me because they have some of their, you know, some of the local establishment Republicans here in my county, you know, don't appreciate the America First agenda. You know, they're opportunists. But, you know, they're not going to be able to stop the America First agenda. It's rolling through the state right now. Florida is always going to be leading the nation when it comes to conservative grassroots efforts. And that's what we've been doing. You know, Florida, just the RPOF just went through, and the RECs, the Republican Executive Committees, which is the county level party of the Republican Party of Florida. All the local RECs have been going through their, you know, elections. You know, so I won the chair down here in Fort Myers in Lee County just about 10 days ago. And, you know, throughout the state, we had three more elections last night in Okeechobee, St. John's, and Clay County. America First took all of the seats in those as well. You know, right now, from my calculations, we have about 17 America First chairmen, you know, throughout the Republican Party of Florida. You know, the grassroots people here in Florida, they're super uber conservative, you know, and we're really America First. You know, that's what we want to get behind. Everybody in the country wants to be down here in Florida. All you got to do is take a look at the people coming here. You know, this is the free state. We're leading the way. And what we need to be doing is leading the way for the America First agenda in order for it to be swept through the state, you know, and then nationally. And that's kind of like what we're doing right now. We're coming up through the grassroots system of the RECs, and we're taking control of our party back. That's what we're here for.
So I find it shocking that State Representative Spencer Roach, and the last name being appropriate here, put down into his social media post on Facebook that the Lee County Republican Executive Committee, for which you're chairman, is similarly facing a hostile takeover from the QAnon wing of the party. The vote will take place tomorrow, Saturday morning. QAnon, first of all, what is that to you, and are you a part of that?
Yeah, so... No, I'm not a part of it. I don't really even believe in it. I know, to me, I'm probably going to get some pushback on this, and that's okay. I get a lot of pushback, but I think it's probably one of the biggest scams that's ever been played on the conservative movement, specifically the America First movement. I don't know. I guess it's some computer or a person they say behind a computer or something like that. I don't know. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I don't generally buy into them. You know, I'm a fact guy. I'm a business guy. I like to see things in front of me that I can understand. You know, there's a lot of chatter out there, but I don't get into it. You know, everybody wants to believe in something. Everybody knows that there is corruption in the government, the federal government, the state government, the local government. There's corruption everywhere. You know, so when people see things like that and they hear things like that, they want to believe. Now, you know, I kind of have some fun with people, you know, when it comes to the Q movement. You know, oh, hey, you know, everybody hold on in 5 days or, you know, 2 days. And, you know, it comes and goes and comes to pass and nothing happens. To me, it's unfortunate that people use that term. It's a derogatory term. They use it to try and put down people and make them look silly and crazy and things like that. You know, and that's what State Representative Spencer Roach is trying to do to me and our board. He's basically trying to discredit us, which, you know, just isn't going to happen. You know, we have the support of the Republican Executive Committee. You know, the election that I ran for was for the chairman. You know, it did go 3 rounds. And I did win by 1 vote in the 3rd round. It was a highly contested battle. But, you know, make no mistake about this. I never lost a single round. I dominated the 1st round by more than 25% next to my closest competitor. And the other competitor was more than 50% behind me. I dominated the 1st round and they didn't like that. So what they did is they got the other candidates to team up together and, you know, put their support behind one another to come against me, you know, so doesn't matter. We tied the 2nd round and then I won by 1 vote in the 3rd round, you know, so they can, you know, discredit me. They can call me names. They can laugh at me. They can spit at me. They can boo me off stage all they want to, you know, but the people are the ones who are actually coming through the RECs. It's not just one person. It's not about Donald Trump. It's not about Ron DeSantis. It's not about Michael Thompson. You know, it's about the movement and everything that we're fighting for moving forward.
So you're a professional, you're a real estate professional. You've been doing this for a long time, live in Fort Myers. First of all, how are you and your family after Ian? Because Fort Myers really got devastated.
Yeah, we got destroyed down here, unfortunately. Yeah. I was just out at the beach last Friday with Governor DeSantis. He had a press conference out there. And I took my daughter back out there this past Sunday. So I've been out there a few times. The first time I went out there, it was devastating. I've been going out to that beach for over 40 years. And, you know, I had to pull off the road. I'll say it. I'm a big boy. I had to pull off the road. I couldn't process what I saw. It was complete devastation. You know, luckily I live a little inland. I live on the east side of I-75. So it was wild. We had I think it was 111 miles an hour wind that came through my neighborhood. I'm going to need a new roof, but we're all doing good. So I appreciate you saying that because, you know, we had so much relief effort come in here initially and it was so desperately needed, you know, but the ongoing efforts is really, you know, what we're really looking for. So if there's anyone out there that, you know, wants to continue to help down here, we dang sure could appreciate it.
Yeah, it's the landscape down on the beach is forever changed. It's just so tragic. Yeah. It was a beautiful beach. I've been there many times.
Yeah.
So it's a tragedy, but I'm glad you and your family are okay. A lot of lives were lost down in that part. So I'm not even sure we've even accounted for some of the ones that are still missing. Yeah. And a lot of devastation there. Okay, but shifting back to, you know, why you're here, because you have been a real estate professional and only 2 years ago, you decided to get into this fight. You've now become friends with General Michael Flynn. And you know, you talk about him really uniquely in terms of who he is as a man. Tell me what he has represented to you in terms of getting you so motivated to step up and, you know, get into the blood sport of politics down here.
Wow, you're right. You nailed it on the head there. You know, politics is a blood sport. It's a tough sport. You got to have tough skin for it. You know, a couple of years ago, I was sitting on my back porch, you know, and I watch, you know, Fox News and, you know, I kind of followed politics a little bit on the national level. I never really got engaged locally, but I just kept seeing what was going on. I mean, I'm not stupid. Right. I mean, I'm not like a political nerd at that time. I am now. But, you know, at that time, I wasn't, you know, stupid to politics. But, you know, I think even the common person can see how blatant everything was, you know, with them attacking Trump constantly, you know, and then James Comey going in there and framing General Flynn. And then the judge, you know, after the government came out and said, look, we're going to drop the case against General Flynn. We don't really have one. It was kind of made up to begin with. I think everybody knows that. And then the judge is like, no, I don't think so. We're going to go ahead and continue. I think it was at that point where I was like, you know what? This is absolutely stupid. They're trying to destroy this man. And look what he's done. You know, he's given his life, dedicated that. His family's dedicated, you know, their lives to the military and to our country. And, you know, just to see everything that he's gone through and everything that President Trump went through. And I was sitting here looking at my daughter, and she was 10 years old at the time. And I just couldn't look at her and tell her that I stood quiet and watched all this happen. So I got engaged. You know, I met a few people, and, you know, that kind of led me to a few other people. And, you know, I think it's really just getting out and being passionate and getting involved with it. You know, and I met General Flynn. The guy's a living legend. I mean, he really is. I mean, look what happened to him, you know, from when he got fired from the Obama administration and over into Trump and being framed by Comey and the feds, you know, the Hoover boys over at the FBI, you know, and look at him now. You know, he could have said, hey, you know what, I'm going to go surf out in California, you know, live the good life, but he's still in the fight. He doesn't have to be. He's out here working in these local, you know, RECs. He joined his REC up in Sarasota County, you know, to show leadership. It really is local action equals national impact. We are the people. If we get up off the couch and get out here and start getting motivated and organized, nobody can stop us, not even the government. That's what we're here for, and that's what he's really fighting for. You know, so I know him personally. I know him, you know, professionally a little bit, not through his military career, but, you know, post that. But, you know, what I'm really more impressed with General Flynn is his character. I mean, I've introduced him to people before, and a year later, I, you know, introduce him again, and he's like, I remember them. And he'll call them out by their name. And I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. And he, like, remembers this stuff. He's unbelievable. He really is.
It's very, very true. I've actually witnessed that. Let's talk about a resolution you've got that you're going to put forward. You have a resolution being drawn up right now from the Republican Party that will state that you're actually very supportive of Governor Ron DeSantis's banning the jab here in the state of Florida. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, just recently, Governor DeSantis, you know, had come out and, you know, I think it was last week, you know, and started talking about the COVID setting up, you know, committee to review all of this and all the nefarious actions that's gone through it. So, you know, what we're working on here in the Lee County Republican Executive Committee, well, we're not working on it right now, but once the committee is formed, we'll start working on it. But we're going to be discussing, proposing a legislation that would ban the jab here in Florida. And we're going to highly encourage Governor DeSantis to take advantage of the, you know, air support, you know, that we're, you know, providing him, you know, and let him know that the Republicans here in Florida got his back when it comes to the COVID-19 panels, you know, that he's put together up there in Tallahassee. It's absolutely ridiculous what the CDC and everyone has done, you know, through this COVID-19. So I think it's time that we start getting to the bottom of it and holding people accountable, and we'll back him 1,000% on that.
Has current leadership, Joe Gruters of the RPOF, the Republican Party of Florida, have they weighed in on any of this? Because I haven't heard anything from Gruters or anybody at RPOF with respect to DeSantis' stance on the COVID jab.
Yeah, so I haven't heard anything either. You know, Chairman Gruters is, you know, got a little bit of time left. I think he has like another month or so. You know, he's running to become the chairman at the RNC. I'm not sure. I've never spoken to Chairman Gruters before. I've never heard him get out in front of things like this before. So if you had to ask me, I would say I highly doubt it. You know, but, you know, now that I'm part of the RPOF, you know, as a board member, you know, being the chairman down here in Lee County, you know, I get to go to our RPOF quarterly meetings, you know, and, you know, hopefully we'll start, you know, collaborating with other America First, you know, chairs and state committee men and women up there and really start bringing the grassroots effort you know, here in Florida to the Republican Party, you know, because right now it's basically being ran by lobbyists and campaign managers and opportunists.
So what do you think that Chairman Gruters right now has done that's basically not supportive of the America First agenda? Because clearly, I mean, if he's going to go run over to Ronna Romney McDaniel and try and support her after his chairmanship is over, that reeks of somebody who's not America First.
Yeah. So it's a struggle. You know, I would like to see, you know, a lot more action, you know, from him. I mean, you know, one of the things that he could have done, you know, to support the America First agenda, you know, is actually, you know, have an election integrity committee at the RPOF that's actually willing to do something. You know, he could also be out here championing that, you know, there's an invasion going on at the border. I mean, it's common sense. I mean, it really is. I don't know why people don't fight for the America First value. The only reason why I think they don't is because they have another agenda, you know. Look, so we're dealing with politicians, you know, so this is one thing that the America First people out there that's watching your show needs to understand. You know, America First people are very passionate. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But you guys have to understand that you're playing on the political field. Okay. So if you don't understand politics, you're going to get destroyed, and you're going to get destroyed quickly and often. Okay, so you have to understand the people that you're dealing with. These are politicians. What are politicians? Opportunists. What do they want? They want three things. They want to get elected, they want to get reelected, and then they want to know what other office can I run for after this? You know, so when you sit down and you negotiate with these individuals, you have to know what they want. You know, and I think, you know, spending the past 20 something years in real estate, you know, has really helped me in politics because, you know, if I don't bring buyers and sellers together, you know, my family doesn't eat, you know, so I'm always looking to negotiate with people. You know, I come from a strong stance, you know, but I'm willing to budge, you know, but sometimes you can't budge, you know, sometimes you just have to force your way through things. And I think that's kind of like where we're at now, because I don't believe we've really had, you know, true America First leadership at the RPOF, but it's coming.
So I know you're newly elected in the REC chair seat down in Lee County. Political aspirations for you? Is there anywhere else you want to see yourself going?
Yeah, back to real estate. I'm not a politician. You know, I came over here to help out and, you know, do what I can do. I have absolutely no motivation to run for office. You know, I wouldn't mind, you know, staying in the Republican Party in some capacity, but I'm not interested in being an elected official.
Not at all. Okay. Well, in terms of your running mates down here, when I say running mate, I mean that loosely, people that you're collaborating with across the state of Florida, because there are some powerhouse grassroots types individuals, some people in the medical freedom space, like Anthony Sabatini. Mm-hmm. He has been very outspoken as a medical freedom advocate, which is a breath of fresh air. And he was doing that long before we even got into this COVID mess, by the way. So I really stand in solidarity with him. Are there people that you find yourself similarly aligned with down here in Florida that you want to give a shout out to, call attention to, for people that are doing really great work and bringing up the grassroots around the state?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that. You know, Anthony is one of them. You know, Anthony and I communicate often. And I'm a big supporter of his. I actually named him as our general counsel to the Lee County Republican Executive Board of Directors. You know, I'm kind of being the target of a lot of media scrutiny right now and, you know, some other things. So I brought on a general counsel to help us and the board. But yeah, you're right. There are a lot of groups. You know, over the past year, I've traveled Florida. I've met with most of them. You know, Moms for America, Rebecca Ricks over in Polk County.
Incredible.
Their group is doing a ton of work. You know, Raj Dorasamy over at Defend Florida, you know, yep. That group is amazing as well. Wendy Nissan up in Orlando, she's been working with Michelle Martin over in Bradenton, Manatee County, as well as Carrie Telasco and her group from Florida Fair Elections, which is with Cleta Mitchell. You know, a lot of election integrity stuff out there, man. Florida's full of America First grassroots groups. They're all over. Chris Jersky up in Lake County, up there with Sabatini. You got Lou Marin and his group over in Orlando. It's a big group over there. You know, Broward County, God bless them. Broward County, man, they get their butt handed to them every election season because it's basically 2-1. you know, when it comes to Democrats and Republicans over there. But they've got a pretty good America First group over there, and they're working hard. Miami, they're working good as well. You know, I'll tell you right now where we really got to focus on here in Florida. We got to focus on Tallahassee. You know, that's the swamp. You know, it's controlled by Democrats and opportunists. We also need to focus on Gainesville, Alachua County, you know, the University of Florida, Tampa, Orlando, and Broward County. I mean, really the big markets, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Tampa, Tallahassee, and the school, University of Florida. Those are really the Democratic strongholds in our area, you know, and I think if we can go over there and get the people motivated in those areas, and even get people in the surrounding areas, you know, to drive over there and support the people there in those areas, that would be good as well. Because, you know, the goal here is total domination. You know, California was red as hell back in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan. And look at it now.
That's,
you know,
right.
We don't have a fence that separates our country from Mexico like California does. But, you know, we have water on all three sides of us, and we also have planes flying into Florida in the middle of the night dropping people off. So
that's
everybody's
right.
A border state, and I would just highly encourage you guys to get out here and really support the America First grassroots movement.
Michael Thompson, committee chairman of the Republican Executive Committee in Lee County, thank you so much for stopping by here on the Zelenko Report. Folks, that is a wrap for today. We will be back tomorrow with Mary Flynn O'Neill, General Flynn's sister. She's sandwiched between the two generals, between Charlie and Mike Flynn. She'll be joining us tomorrow to talk about America's future and their project to defend and protect children. Come back. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock here on Bridie on TV.